Cooper and Una on iRadio.
So we're looking for your, we're looking for the things that grind your gears in your home. Una's fine with having a messy everything.
No, it's not messy everything. It's just the island is cluttered. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. Like, why does it bother you? It's my mess.
The island is meant to be clear, Una.
It's there for a reason.
This one is brilliant. All right, I'm going to read this one out. This is from Rachel. I don't get this either. And I'm with you on this one. Cupboards and drawers being left open after taking something out of it. So when you open a cupboard, or a press, whatever you call it, and you take out your bowl or your plate, and then you just magically walk away and leave it open.
Yeah, again, that kind of... No, that wouldn't bother me too much.
Are you serious?
No, I just...
So you just leave it open?
Well, I wouldn't leave it open.
Does your house look like there's a poltergeist in it? Is that what you're saying? Like, you've painted a really weird picture, a bad picture.
It's not a bad picture.
Like, all I can see now is your kitchen island piled high with junk.
It's not junk.
There's a tea bag mountain
junk.
Everywhere.
No, because there's no tea drinkers in our house, so take back the tea bag.
Children's toys all over the floor. There's clothes all over the floor.
No, there's no clothes all over
and
the floor.
And there's finger marks everywhere.
No, the fingerprints are on the door, the patio glass door. Yes, there is. And I'd like to leave that there as a reminder of their lovely...
Because it's too much of an effort to clean it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Someone scrapes their burnt toast into the sink, and all little black little pieces are all over the sink, and they don't wash it down.
You don't?
Yeah,
that bugs me.
It does. Yeah.
And then they put their knife into the butter, and it's all like that black burnt toast on it, and it gets all in with the butter. That's nasty.
Oh, so you don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
You're okay with the rest of the messes, yeah.
Kirsty and Mayo, just speaking of butter, I said the same. She said, good morning, gang. The same thing. The thing that grinds my gears the most at home is when somebody doesn't scrape the butter flat.
Yeah.
And they just make a big gouge out of it.
Oh, butter diggers.
Yeah.
Butter diggers.
Yeah. I'll just take a big chunk out of this. Butter diggers.
I wouldn't have a problem with that now, if there was, if it was a clean knife.
Yeah.
No, they're just taking a chunk out of it.
Change your tune now. Clean knife.
Yeah.
Is this the one who dunked a butter covered knife into jam?
Oh my God.
Remember that day?
You will never let me forget
that. No, I won't hear.
Hi guys. Hope you're having a lovely Monday.
So far, so good. Una's painting a picture of the way she lives her life. It sounds like a complete mess. Live free, care free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mine would have to be when you come down the stairs in the morning and in your bare feet and you stand on one of your kids' toys and it's a sharp one and it goes up through your foot. That would have to be my one.
There you go now.
Oh, that is painful.
That happened regularly in your house because you don't tidy up.
I do tidy up. There's going to be the odd block that's around the place and you stub your toe on it and it's just, oh.
Do you remember that TV show, House Swap? I feel like the two of you need to do that.
Absolutely.
Just swap houses.
Not a chance.
Let's do that.
I'd love
to do that.
I've got enough vaccinations in the last couple of years. I don't need to get any more.
You are not welcome in my lovely, homely, warm home.
you'd knock on the window, but your hand would get stuck to the jammy finger marks.
There's no jammy finger marks. Listen, home is where the heart is. I bet you if I went to your house, you'd make me take off my shoes before I came in.
Home is where the heart is. It's like an Instagram thing. That's one of those quotes, isn't it?
All right.
Would you make me take off my shoes if I went to your house? You would.
Into the sitting room, yeah.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want the good rug messed up.
Well, and lucky for you, I don't want to go to your sitting room.
Why wouldn't you?
To go.
Well,
because I wouldn't be able to relax and be myself there because I'd be worried that if I spill my tea or spill a crumb from my biscuit that you would get annoyed.
There's no food in the sitting room.
Oh God. There we go. Yeah. I couldn't live with you. I could not live with you in my house. Roam free, buddy. Bring whatever food you want into any room and I'm cool with that.
Am I going to have to hold these apart after the show? Different rooms.
Are you saying that you will eat food in any room in your house?
No, I'm saying I don't mind visitors want to bring food into any room in the house because it's all just, whatever makes you happy.
Just say some miraculous day you decide that myself and Lisa are welcome into your home and the only bed that's available is your bed. And you're just like, in there you go now and bring as many packets of crisps as you like.
Oh, if you want to sleep in my bed?
Yeah.
You just are you asking me if you could sleep in my bed? This is taking a turn. No, you're not sleeping in my bed, and I would kick you out for eating crisps.
There you go. Yeah. We said, all right, okay. All right, keep them coming. 087-102-107. This is bizarre. We've got 100 euro vouchers to celebrate Homeland Spring Saver promotions on homeland.ie, and that 100 euro voucher could be yours. 087-102-107. If we came to visit and we needed to sleep somewhere.
I don't know what you're trying to insinuate. Bringing yourself and your wife into my bed.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.